Good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning to you. It's a little earlier where you are right now.
It is a little bit early, but it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you for getting up with us, and congratulations on everything, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so excited for this album to come out.
Yeah, everyone is tweeting about it, because I just tweeted, I'm talking to Adam Lambert.
Yes.
And what kind of questions do you have? And they're all asking about the new CD, Trespassing, and the new single, Never Close Our Eyes, which we're going to end up playing here in a second. But tell us about the new album. It's all done. What's the feel of it?
You know, it's a bit different from the last album that I put out. It's a lot funkier and more kind of dance-oriented than mm-hmm. I think the first one was. You know, there's still kind of that rock star spirit in there, but we definitely went further into, like, the funk dance jams.
Ooh.
And that's the first half of the album or so is really upbeat, really fun and rebellious with a lot of attitude. And then the back half of the album gets kind of slower and a bit more emotional and a bit darker. So I think it's cool because I got to show people kind of two major sides of my personality on this one.
Yeah, like the duality of it all.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think everybody kind of has their ups and downs and they have their good days and their bad days.
Mm-hmm.
And the album really kind of gives that spectrum.
Somebody asked a great question on Twitter. Is there any rhyme or reason behind the track order of a new album, or is it random, or what's the deal?
No, I mean, there's definitely, I put some thought into it. I kind of wanted it to take the listener on a journey and sort of tell a story. You know, Trespassing, the opening track, is basically like a mission statement. But if I were visualizing action, like, you know, if it were like a movie, for example, I think that's kind of the opening sequence where, you know, you're standing up to life and you're not taking any prisoners and you're rebelling and you're doing what you want to do. And it's like kind of knocking the door down. And so then everything that follows kind of continues along. And then by the end, I mean, by the end it gets very vulnerable. So it basically kind of takes all those steps to kind of shed the layers away, in a way, of who I am.
Now, how long were you in studio, Adam, working on this record?
Over a year. And I was really lucky that I had the luxury of time, because the first album we did very quickly. And I'm proud of it, and I think it turned out really great. But this time I had a lot more involvement in the process. I got to write a lot of the songs with people. I got to executive produce it. We got to really, like, sit with everything and make sure we loved it.
Hey, what about the video?
Well, there was a video for Better Than I Know Myself, the first single off the album. That kind of kick-started the whole duality feel of the album. There were, like, two of me. It was kind of this, like, weird, bipolar, kind of surreal interpretation of the lyric. And this next single, Never Close Our Eyes, I'm going to be shooting the video in the next couple of weeks, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking about the video for Never Close Our Eyes. So probably around May, because, you know, the week of May 15th is going to be huge for you. You got the new CD coming out. I believe. Are you doing Idol that week?
I'm not sure exactly when I'm doing Idol. It's somewhere around there.
Okay. And then, of course, KT Euphoria, which is happening May 20th. It's a big concert we're putting on, and we're really looking forward to having you there.
I'm so excited. I just heard the bill. I think it's going to be a crazy show.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, it's going to be a dance party.
Yeah, and we've seen you do your thing, Adam. I know you're just going to kill it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
What was the Queen? You had a great Queen question we were talking about off the air, Cindy.
Yeah, totally.
Well, something really cool, and this has got to make you feel incredible, you know, getting the praise from like Roger Taylor and Brian May saying that your range was ridiculous, and Pharrell as well. I mean, are you going to be touring with Queen, or what's going on with that?
We're doing this really special batch of shows. We're doing a handful of shows in Europe over the summer, and it's not necessarily like a full-on tour. You know, I have my album that I got to work on as well and get out there, but I'm so excited. I think that it's going to be such a treat to be on stage with legends like that and to just be up there paying tribute to an amazing, one of the greatest rock bands of all time, and Freddie Mercury, who's one of my idols. I mean, to be able to sing the songs that he made famous and he made, you know, iconic. I'm so excited. I'm so honored.
Well, Adam, we're happy to have you early here on a Tuesday morning. Can you set up Never Close Our Eyes, the brand new single? I want to play it now on 103.5 KTU.
Yeah, I'm in love with this song. I think it's like feel good, like either, you know, for those waking up in the morning, driving to work, it's perfect. It's just, I don't know, it gives you that good energy. And it's basically kind of saying, like, look, you know, we can sleep when we're dead. I want to live my life and live it loud and proud.
We're going to live it loud and proud right now. And on May 20th at KTU, Euphoria, thank you, Adam Lambert.
Thank you.
Thank you.